Just 15 minutes after sitting down to eat her breakfast, Antonia is outside again, ready to collect raw sago, the family's basic foodstuff, from a nearby swamp. It lay half an hour's walk from the village, and Antonia stopped at a bush house along the way to pick up the necessary tools. While some of the village women collected sago in groups, Antonia preferred to work alone. She'd been in the swamp the day before and picked out the tree she wanted, roughly 9 years old and 15 metres high. She first cleared away the brush at the base so she could swing her axe freely. Then she got stuck into the tree. It was half a metre in diameter, but Antonia only took 10 minutes to cut it down. This one sago palm would provide the Mungan family with enough sago to last them a week. Antonia tied it up along the trunk, first with a machete, then an axe, cutting away the needle-sharp spines which protect new growth. She then wringed the bark of the tree and removed it in sections, revealing the coarse fibres beneath. Antonia used the bark she'd removed to wedge beneath the trunk and provide her with a platform to sit on, just above the level of water in the swamp. Since sago scraping is woman's work here, Damon did not usually accompany his wife, but he came on this particular day helping to carry my camera and recording equipment. He also gave Antonia lots of advice on how to hold her scraper. Antonia used the scraper made of bamboo to break up the fibres inside the trunk, then a machete to chop them up into yet smaller fragments. She sang all the while to maintain a steady rhythm, even though she was panting for breath much of the time from the effort involved on such a hot, sticky day. After Antonia had been scraping for an hour, the large leaf she'd been using as a container was piled high with fibres full of sago powder. It was now time to carry these away for washing.